This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We are going to have a blast today. Mark Victor Hansen finally brought some personality with him. Are you excited enough?
I just really have been looking forward to this because, Mark, you're okay, man, but we needed to raise the energy level a little bit, and so I feel like we finally have a shot at it today.
Yep, so you're never going to believe what happened this week. Some guy goes, I want to talk about contact mapping to you because I'm really impressed with that young man that you've got working for you. He is so sharp. Where did you find him? I go, well, I kind of had him. Hilarious. But the guy was all over how nice a guy you were and what a great hire I was.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Only to find out he was talking about Jason Kohler, but yeah. Another story.
So this is so awesome, but we have got Crystal Hansen with us, and she is an unbelievable woman, and I've done so much research into her because after reading the book Ask, it has such a deeper spiritual tone to it and meaning to it. I couldn't even imagine how Mark could have done it. And all of a sudden, I realize this woman is not only extremely, extremely powerful in her life, but she's a very bright, deep-thinking, unbelievable human being.
So, hey, Tom, you sure know how to make a girl feel good. So thanks for having me on today.
And like you had him, I outmarried myself. It's a simple deal. It's a simple equation in life.
Oh, my gosh. And you've been an expert in so many things. You know, it's just I was blown away. I started reading your book and you said read the parable first, which was absolutely extraordinary. And that's what got me going backwards to where you came from, Crystal, because I know you and Mark have, you know, it's 1 + 1 = 20. So before we go anywhere, how in the world did you two figure out that you were going to change the world together? That is mesmerizing to me.
Wow. Well, you know, it was, we really feel like God brought us together. Seriously, very literally. My mother, I had been recently divorced, and, I was writing a book because my clients were having such amazing breakthrough results in my coaching practice, my transformational coaching practice. So I was writing a book called Pure Thoughts for Pure Results. And Mom called me one day and she said, I just got this email and you need to go to this event. It's over in L.A. I was living in Scottsdale. And she said, there'll be publishers and publicists and Mark Victor Hansen will be there. And I was like, oh, whoa, Mom. Okay, when is this event? She said, it's the day after tomorrow. And I was like, what? It's sold out. I can't go, Mom. She's pushing me going, you need to call him. Just try to get in. You need to go, you know, promote your book. So if you remember my mom, I called the promoter. He called me right back, Rick Frischman, which was weird. In 5 minutes, the promoter called me back, not an assistant. He said, no, Crystal, we have plenty of room. Come over. We'd love to have you. A day and a half later, I'm at this event. And Mark's the keynote, and we end up in the VIP room, and I'm talking to a speaking coach. He's over there surrounded by an entourage of people. And this woman, I'm not even going to drink. I'm going to be sharp. I'm going to toot my horn, talk about my practice and my business. And so I'm not drinking. I make a conscious decision not to even have any wine. This woman who's talking with her hands knocks a whole glass, ironically, of red wine on my white pants.
No.
And Mark sees it from across the room. He kind of breaks out of his crowd and comes rushing to my side and says, I think I know what the club soda is. Can I help you? And he pulled me out of the room. I was like, what just happened? So we started talking. And he started asking me all about what I was doing. And I was telling him about my business and my book and everything. He said, there's something about you that is really compelling. And he said, I just feel like you have the ability to change the lives, especially for women. Can we talk more? But I'm starving. I'd like to go to get some dinner. And I said, sure, I haven't eaten either. So I run up to my room. I said, let me go change out of these red pants. And I call my mom and said, you know, I'm just running fast, Mom, but I wanted to check on the kids. And I said, you won't believe this, but I'm going to dinner with Mark Victor Hansen. And she goes, I knew it. I was like, knew it. You know, I guess it was mother's intuition, but we give my mom a lot of credit for bringing us together. And, you know, here we are all these years later. We just, something magical happened that night.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah, for sure.
So I say, look, I can't, you know, there's 1,000 people here that just want 2 minutes of my time. And if I take you to dinner on this property, which is a great property, we're not going to have any time. And I really see you as special. Can I take you off property? So we go to the best restaurant in Hollywood. We get there and there's a long line. It's like 9:30 at night. I go, uh-oh, a $100 bill isn't getting any sense. So I thought, oh boy, I love, cause we wrote the book Ask and it's in there. So we go up to the maitre d' and he's discounting everybody, but he looks at her and those of you listening and not getting to watch, you'll have to look at a picture of Crystal. Fluke shrewdness just emanates out of every pore of her being, and she's got such strength of soul and character and eclectic wisdom that the guy looks at her and goes, oh my God, she's a movie star. Who is she? And the guy's going through People magazine and InStyle magazine and bogging his head as fast as he can. He says, okay, I give up. Who is she? Well, a good salesman, Tom, you know, you answer a question with a
question.
Yeah, I said, you don't recognize her? Now the guy's really dumbfounded. The guy's going at warp speed. He's got steroids going through his brains. And he said, okay, I give up. Who is she? Now, we're both Danish. I said, she's a queen of Denmark. First by saying, no, she's not. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, my God, she is. Who are you? Back to question. Ask.
Who do you say?
Who travels with the queen? You're the king. I didn't say I was a king. That fast, we've got the private table, and all those other people are waiting and they're waiting for hours.
Oh,
and not only the private table, but the head chef comes out with his little houndstooth, and we want to, you know, cop to the fact that we're goofing, but we have the best food, the best restaurant, and the chef's taking care of us personally. It's a little hard to tell the truth at this level.
I'm like, oh. I don't think they thought it was a joke.
Wow. Have you guys read The Surrender Experiment with Michael Singer?
No.
He wrote The Untethered Soul, too, but his whole supposition is you never say no. And you just stand there and let God solve all problems, and that's exactly what you did. You showed up, let God have that glass of wine be spilled on you. God was having Mark watch, and all of a sudden the entire world collapsed to your favor, and here you sit. And that's what I so love about living in that spiritual world, in a world that doesn't want to even embrace that. And you two just emanate that. And I agree. And I think you're bigger than the queen and king of Denmark in my eyes.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We had somebody, sorry, I didn't mean that, honey, but we had somebody say, we need you to take a leadership role today. That was a little astounding to us, but what you're saying, let's go back to your thing. I agree with that. I don't, what was his name again?
Michael Singer. He wrote The Untethered Soul.
Okay, so I will look that up. But we believe that questions, which, yeah, as we said, the subtitle of the book is The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. We think everyone's got a great destiny. But once you ask the question, the universe conspires to give you the right answer if you're asking positive questions. Now, if you ask negative questions, like I did in 1974, how do you go bankrupt? You go,
yeah. That's 100% right. So the book, just incredible. So talk about how, because this is the first book that you two have written together. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So I mean that's a big thing, as you know, for you to embark on in this new, as a couple in this partnership. So talk first about why did you choose Ask, and the power of asking is the thing that you wanted to share together.
Right. Well, you know, we are just so privileged to meet so many amazing people around the world, literally. And what we recognize is everybody has, you know, so much talent, so much charm, so much ability, like more than we use. They're so smart, you know, more talent than you've used in 4 lifetimes. But we started to ponder, what is it about these people who never quite achieve the level of success that others do, even though they have everything it takes? We're like, you know, this guy could be running a city and this woman should be a CEO somewhere, but like nothing seems to be working out for them. So we started asking the questions, because we spend this hour together every morning in prayer, meditation, and discussion, you know, figuring these things out and prioritizing our lives. And we said, what is that one thing that sets people apart? If you could break it down to one thing, one tool, and we discovered that is the ability to ask. Those people who have massive success and happiness and achievement in life, happen to be master, what we call master askers. And when we started to sort of peel back our own lives, we realized that every time we've overcome some really difficult experience or taken ourselves to the next level, it was through a series of questions, you know, asking ourselves. And what we discovered is there are actually three channels that are equally important to ask through, and those are ask yourself, ask others, and ask God. And each of those is equally important to be able to master what we call this asking journey.
Wow. And that is it. That is the crux of the matter, everybody. And if you align all three of those, and this book nails it, you are not going to have the outcome except the one that you want. And you better be careful about what you're asking for from that basis, because it's likely going to come true. And that's really beautiful.
It's absolutely the power of intention, Tom. I mean, as you know, in 1974, when I'm bankrupt, I was living outside another guy's room, sleeping in a sleeping bag. I was that broke, living in Hicksville, Long Island, New York. Things were really bad, but I finally sort of had the revelation, because I kept asking, what do I want to do? I want to talk to people that care about things that matter, to make a life-changing difference. I go down to my three roommates, and I said, any of you guys know anybody young that's not a lawyer, not a doctor, not a famous person, not a celebrity, and not a cotton top, meaning somebody senior like I am nowadays? And they said, yeah, this young guy, he's a few years older than you, but he's making a fortune. He's a great speaker. I rush out to Hop Hog, Long Island, New York, and this guy's talking to 500 realtors. Wows him. Guy's name's Chip Collins. I asked him, I said, can I take you to lunch, Chip? I want to do what you do. He said, look, kid, chance you make it is 1 in 1,000. You're not going to make it, but I'll tell you what to do. If you stay out of my market, I own the five boroughs of New York in real estate. You do life insurance. It's a bottomless pit. I'll tell you what to do. I did 1,000 talks a year the first 3 years, but people kept saying to me, Tom, do you have that in a book? Do you have that story in a book? Because I want to take it home to my wife and kids and family and company. So I did a book, and I tripled my income the first year. I wrote a book called Stand Up, Speak Out, Win. And I never lied to people. It wasn't like this book, but I didn't say it was an international bestseller, a New York Times bestseller, a national bestseller. It's my best. And I sold 20,000 copies at $10 each from the platform. I earned over $210,000. I've been earning about $75,000 before that, so I tripled my income. And I was just in heaven because everybody, well, you and I have been together, but wanted my autograph. I thought, I am really important.
And it's all in languaging. And people don't get that. All the time, people ask me, how many people listen to my AM radios? And I go, it's unbelievable. And they always think that that must be like millions of listeners, but it's unbelievably low. So I'm going to come back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on all these years on all of your radio stations. We will be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The name of the game is remember the little things no one else does. And I noticed that about you. And that's the magic trick to success. It's what separates us.
It is. And it's so important. It's about being curious about one another, really wanting to know. We have some amazing stories in the book about that. Like, you know, when it comes to just doing business, there's a great story by Preston Weeks, and it talks about, you know, going in to beat out this big behemoth in business. The key to that is, you know, most people go in when they want to do business with someone and they start to talk about, this is what I want to sell you and this is what I want to do for you and this is what I want to give you and it's me, right?
Yep.
If we just go in, and I encourage everybody to read that story when you get the book, but what you should start with is find out everything about that person, find out everything about that client. And like you said, write it down and remember it.
Yep.
Remember what you're seeing. You're not going to sell someone. You're trying to create a relationship. You're trying to create a bond. And asking is what creates a bond between two people.
The contact mapping is a way to logically stay in touch, read it instantly, be at the fingertips or the wisdom tip of what everybody needs to know and be able to do. Because then they go, oh God, you two remember everything about us. Our little dog, London, which we love so much.
He's working.
Our grand dog.
Yeah, grand dog. But we babysit.
Lucky, grand.
Yeah, so first of all, I love everything about this, but the thing I love most is I watch you and give the most beautiful answer in the world, Crystal, and I watch Mark just sit back there and smile and nod, and he's just
unreal.
It's just,
oh,
you know, it's just incredible.
God, I'd love to have
it. He reels me in, Tom.
That is adorable that you noticed that.
Oh my gosh, it's, yeah, I, Mark, I need to take some notes. I'm like the interrupter, so I got to work on that. I got some marriage work to do over here.
You got a wife already?
I do. I have three kids, Mark. I have a 9.
Holy moly.
You look so wonderfully young. It's awesome.
And that makes him a grandpa 3 times at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the best.
So let's dive into those the 7 objections or the 7 challenges that we have to overcome to keep us from asking for what we need and what we deserve. Because I think that's an incredible lesson.
Right. So the 7 roadblocks to asking are so important. And the minute we start to recognize them in ourselves, you know, that awareness starts to change things. So the first one is unworthiness. And that is just that sort of childhood conditioning that happens, kind of, you know, starts in our childhood sometimes, continues over a lifetime, that leaves us with the feeling that we're unworthy. We're unworthy of what we want. We're unworthy of success. We're unworthy of the answers, you know. The second one is naivete, you know, just not being aware. And that comes back to that childlike curiosity. Because I tell a story in the book about this woman who worked for us. Imelda. She's from the Philippines, and she's such a cutie. She used to make all come. My daughters were so tiny, and they were born 16 months apart. She would come every day and cook for us and make these wonderful Filipino dishes. And so one day she shows up with this fruit, and she cut it up on a plate and handed it to me. And I bit into it. I'm like, that is the best fruit I've ever tasted. What is that, Imelda? She goes, it's a mango. And I was like, a mango? How come I've never had a mango before? Where did you get it? Thinking she imported it from the Philippines. And she's like, at the grocery store. She's been at the grocery store the entire time, and I've just been walking past them because I'm naive. I don't even know they're there, so I'm not looking for it. And what other things in life am I passing by? What people am I passing by that might be the best connection I've ever made for business or for a new friendship or to source and serve something? What other business opportunities am I just passing by because I'm naive? I just don't even know they exist. And that comes back to curiosity, fostering that childlike curiosity so we stay wondrous about the world. What is everything? And asking those questions so we're not naive, right? It's a huge roadblock for people. The next one is doubt, and that is what I call just sort of that gray zone where we're like, oh, I doubt this will work out. I doubt this is going to happen. I doubt this. I doubt that. You know, so we just don't take any action because we doubt everything. The next one is excuses. And I think we all know those people who sort of have this stubborn pride, like, no, I don't need that help. I'm not going to ask anybody. I don't need to ask for anything. I'm fine. You know, and they just make all these excuses for just staying stuck and never reaching out, never asking, never doing anything different. The next one is fear, and that is just the terror of rejection. Some people are so terrified that they'll be rejected, and I think part of that is our need for love as human beings. You know, we all want to be loved, so some people feel like if they're rejected, they're losing love or approval, and it's just devastating. It's so important to overcome because you're going to feel scared sometimes to ask something, but we need to learn to just step on that fear with courage. We have a lot of amazing stories in the book about people who have done that and how the outcomes are incredible. It changes everything in life when you can learn to step on your fear with courage. And then the last one, well, no, there are actually two more, pattern paralysis, and that's people who just get stuck in doing the same thing, the same pattern over and over and over again. It's not working. It didn't work yesterday or today. It's not going to work next week. It didn't work last year. And they just can't seem to recognize the pattern or ask about the pattern. Is this working? Is what I'm doing? Is this system working? If it's not working, time to look at it, time to ask questions. And then the final one is disconnection. I think that's a really sad one for us because we see that with people where people literally just become disconnected from the dreams in their hearts. And that's sad. That's that level of hopelessness and apathy. And we just want to encourage everybody to wake up and start taking that asking journey again and get in touch with your dreams because it matters. You know, you matter to the world.
Oh, man, that is so beautiful. And it's 100% right. And people are disconnected. And right now we're in a pandemic. And people are scared. They're isolated. They're alone. And what your book did for me was gave me hope and made me realize that if I just reach out to human beings out there that aren't probably getting reached out by anybody else, it is like a lightning bolt of love and hope that nobody else has sent. And I just encourage everybody to be doing that because people are suffering and they're scared and they're disconnected and everything that they thought to be true they have found out isn't. And this book's going to bring them back to the center line. Don't you agree?
I completely agree.
Well, I've got a hitchhike in what you said.
We'll be back right after this. This is the Genesis Communication Network on the Leadership Marketing, whatever this show is. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of wildfires are burning across California, and nearly 24 of them are major. More than 500 homes and other buildings in the Bay Area have been destroyed. At least 6 people have died, and about 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate.
Firefighters are out there doing the absolute best they can with the limited resources that we have to protect the citizens.
Chief Ian Larkin with CAL FIRE. Firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are helping out, but Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not enough. He's also reaching out to Canada and Australia. The moisture that's desperately needed in California could saturate the U.S. Gulf Coast. Two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, could hit the region simultaneously next week. Laura is forecast to collide with Puerto Rico. Marco has to cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. House of Representatives has convened for a rare Saturday session to deal with the disruptions in the delivery of mail. On Capitol Hill, Sunland Cervantes says Republicans have called Democratic concerns about the U.S. Postal Service overblown, and they aren't likely to support a Democratic bill in the House or the Republican-controlled Senate to give the agency $25 billion.
House Republican leaders, they have been instructing their members to vote against this bill today. It's very likely, though, we will see some Republicans break ranks and cross across the aisle and vote with Democrats. This bill, though, is expected to pass largely along party lines.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
We want the Postmaster General to undo the damage he has already done. Put back the sorting machines and mailboxes he has already removed.
Louis DeJoy told lawmakers the Postal Service was prepared for mail-in voting, but he's halted the changes until after the election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Crystal Hansen, and her husband, Mark Victor. And we're back. So now we're going to hear a story that I want to hear from the great Crystal Hansen about Rita Davenport.
So this is one of my favorite stories in the book, number one, because I love Rita, and she's just such a, you know, firehouse. She's just so cute. She's just amazing. But anyhow, you know Rita. She was a broadcast journalist at a television station, one of the most popular women in TV in Arizona for many, many years. She started her own cooking show, and it was called Cooking with Rita, and she had on all the famous chefs on at the time, Wolfgang Puck and Julia Child and all these people. And it was, at the time, the most watched daytime show in Arizona. Was very famous. So she had this brilliant idea that she put a business plan together that she would start a whole cooking network. And she put, you know, she really is a smart lady. She put the plan together, made an appointment, held a meeting with the corporation who owned her station. Well, in the meantime, the competitor station, the guy that managed that station, a guy named Jack, would watch, read his show every day. And the people who worked around Jack would call Rita and say, this is weird. I think he has some kind of weird crush on you. Because he locks the door. He gives his notebook, his notes of everything you do, everything you say. It's like he's studying your show. And, you know, she kind of blew it off. So she has this meeting with the corporation, presents her business plan to do this food network. They listen patiently, and then they say, hey, look, Rita, we really love you. We know your show is a great success, but this is a terrible idea. No one will ever, there'll never be an appetite to watch food shows all day long. That's never going to be a success. We encourage you just to forget about it because there's no way we're going to be able to get behind it. Well, she got rejected, went home, put her plan on the shelf. A few years later, Jack Clifford, the guy who studied Rita's show and copied it verbatim, started the Food Network.
Oh, my gosh. No doubt in my mind.
What? No doubt. And it's true. And they've even had a conversation about it later. And when Jack sold his piece of the Food Network, he sold it for $3 billion. It was worth $3 billion. Now it's worth who knows what, way more, because that was a few years back. But she confronted Jack because they stayed. They were colleagues. And at a black tie event, she said, hey, Jack, I know you stole my show. You know, stole my idea, you know. And the least you could have done is give me some credit. He goes, I know I did, Rita. He's like, you're right. I took the whole thing. The whole thing was your show, your idea. And she's like, come on, you know. Love, reciprocity. You should have given me something. That wasn't very nice. And he goes, well, yeah, maybe I should have, because when the time I sold my share, it was worth $3 billion. So Rita says, it was my $3 billion lesson on never stop asking. She asked one time, the first person who said no, she put her tail between her legs and went out and hid. Imagine what had happened if Rita had not stopped asking.
And what does she close with? Get your...
Well, she gives a talk that's called Get Your Ask in Gear. We all need to do that, right?
You gotta love it. That's true, man. And another thing to all you people watching, if there's a business transaction out there, don't get circumvented. I mean, the trouble with guys like me and guys like you two is that everybody picks us off for our contacts, then they go over in the corner and make the deal, and we see them 2 years later, and we were cut out of the middle. And it always troubles me, and I try to, you know, it's all that law of reciprocity, or whatever that word was that was 40 miles long, you know, like, you just don't... And it's that simple. And what I love about you two, and Mark, I'll never forget, like last week, I had some tough stuff going on in my life, and I wanted a mentor for my son who is going through it. And you said, what's he more passionate about than anything in the world? And I'll never forget this as long as I live. And I know you got the Horatio Alger Award and a lot of things, and you've been unbelievably successful in life. But what you said to me, out of the sky blue, was, what's he love? And I said, he loves art. He said, you get his feet on the ground, and you have him call me, and I'm going to get the three top artists in the world to mentor that young man. And I'll never forget that. You didn't say, I'm going to get something. I want something. You said, I'm going to do it. And I'll never, ever forget that, because it just shows me the man and the couple that you are and who I want to be when I grow up. And thank you.
You're not going to grow up, either am I, because both of us are going to live long and prosper. So get that notion out of your head.
About it. Man, so talk more. Let's talk about that persistence piece. Because I think that's such an important lesson wherever you are in your career, that you have something. I love the allegory or the fable at the beginning of the book, because I think there was such a beautiful thread through all of this. And so maybe you want to weave that in. But just, you know, this sense of there, you know, you do have a destiny. We all have a destiny. Actually, I'm sure you don't remember this. I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but my high school graduation, he wrote me a card that said, never be afraid to go where no one has gone before. You wrote that in a card to me for my high school graduation. And I just had this reinforced sense of that I'm going to accomplish something great in my life. And that was such a gift. And we all, however far down buried that is, wherever you are in your life, we all know that we do. We all know that we have this destiny that is there, and we got to dig ourselves out of this hole and this wall and whatever we've put around ourselves. But talk about how somebody who maybe feels really far from that destiny now can start to reawaken themselves to those possibilities.
So three parts to it. But when I'm a little kid, 9 years old, my parents have no money, and I don't understand that they, you know, my dad owns a little bakery and he makes 5 cents a roll, so he doesn't have the money to buy the bicycle I want. So I learned you can sell greeting cards on consignment. I sold 376 boxes in 1 month. Look, I'm to my beautiful neighbors who I just went around a little neighborhood and said, I'm earning my own bicycle, and all these housewives would come out on a Saturday morning and I'd say, would you like to invest in one box of Christmas cards or two? I sold all those. I became the number one guy. 40 years later, that same company comes back to me and says, you know, you and Jack are selling so many books, 15 million books a year. We want you to do a greeting card line. And I did it. Then we sold 897,000 box greeting cards that I wrote, Jack just, you know, signed off on. And it just went crazy. So it's interesting, this whole karmic loop, the reciprocity, the value cycle. It's really big, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you've got to think positive, stay positive, talk positive, live positive, be positive. Then how do you handle rejection? You got to ASK to GET the business. And when you do get rejection, like what you said about your dad, Tom, is you got to be rejection proof. You've got to say NEXT, next. That person just wasn't smart enough to say yes. And my last example would be, I am selling more books than anybody of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And the lady at Time will not put us in the Time bestseller list. So I finally get her on the telephone, and she was a Harvard person. And I thought, well, Jack's a Harvard person. He graduated third in his class. This is going to be a cinch. She was reprehensible. How's that? I'll do the nicest big word I can to say that she was obnoxious. Anyhow, she says, you don't understand. At the New York Times, we do not do multi-authored books. But you're sure? She said, I am absolutely positive. I told you, we do not do multi-authored books. I said, my dear, you do the Bible, it's got 66 books. If you do maths, it's got 97. She said, son, you're in next week.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the name of it.
This is so good. Yeah.
And I do a hitchhike connect because you guys are having fun laughing. So my publisher, I say, you know, everyone says you guys will never outsell the Bible. And then we'd only sold like 130 million books, which is a pretty serious amount of books. And he said, so what are you going to do? I said, I want to do Chicken Soup for the Soul Bible. And the publisher said, get out of here. That won't work. So I said, write a note. Give me freedom. I'm going to go get this done. I do little stories getting to big stories. I do a Chicken Soup for the Soul Bible with a purple cover, gray lint. And we sold 70,000 a week at Walmart, which, you know, just amazing. And he said, whoa, I guess I shouldn't doubt you. I guess not, but you did. I didn't. Here's the letter. You wrote it. You said it wouldn't sell. I think it'll sell.
Are you just astounded that you just wrote your best book ever?
That is unequivocally the best book I've ever written. And forgive me, but yesterday we're on the biggest show in Europe. And the guy's in Switzerland doing this interview, and he says, go ahead, what did he say? This is the...
It was amazing. He said, you know, when I got this book, I thought it was just going to be another self-help book. But he said, honestly, this is the best book I have ever read. And he said, so much sincerity that he had gotten the book and read it before we got on the podcast. And it was just so beautiful. We're getting amazing feedback from people. And we wrote this book with so much heart and soul. I mean, we really dug deep at a very spiritual level. And we want people to be inspired to come back to who they really are. And that is, you know, we talked in the beginning of the book, and this kind of refers back to what you were asking, Adrian. We all start out as children being master askers. We come into this world curious about everything. You know, we want to know who, what, when, where, how, and why. And then we also want to ask for more, more, more. And that's beautiful. That's human spirit in bloom, right? But over time, that curiosity gets crushed out of us. We get shut down by parents, teachers, bosses, life, you know, rejects us over and over again, and that starts to get crushed down. And so we start to feel badly for asking, embarrassed, guilty, all of these things, you know. So what we're saying is we need to rekindle that beautiful childlike spirit of being curious about everything, asking about everything, connecting with everybody, wanting more from life. You know, we are supposed to be here to evolve and expand. It's okay that we want more, more, more. That is the natural human spirit jabbing at you, you know, saying, let's go do this to the fullest extent.
Absolutely. I like the guidance with it. We're going to take a break, but this is pretty funny. I wasn't going to tell this story. So Adrian walks into the studio, and I'm sitting there reading your bio again and getting ready, and I looked up at him, and I go, what do you think? And he goes, and he said, what'd you think? And I said, wait, one of us said this. This is confusing. Amazing and beautiful. And I was talking about you. And Adrian was going, no, the book, Dad. And that was what was so funny. So embarrassing because I'm such a hound, you know. I thought he was, it was so cute. The timing of the deal, and I was kind of embarrassed, and I'm embarrassed again. But yeah, both are. So all of you, during the break, I want you to go and buy this book.
Absolutely.
Ask. You got to go buy it right now by Crystal Hansen and her husband, Mark. Because I am telling you, it is that good. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Crystal Hansen, and Mark Victor. And it's such a fantastic show. If you didn't buy the book during the break, I'm coming to your house, because you got to buy this book. It is that good. And everything about it is centered from the spiritual spot where you're doing it to make the world a better place. And if you're doing it for manipulation, because this book is powerful, it's going to come back to haunt you. Because I want you to understand right now, Mark Victor Hansen and his wife Crystal not only are unbelievable in the world of books, but these people are such proponents for making this earth clean with water, with air, with karma. I mean, you guys have dedicated your life to that as much. You know, working with Bucky Fuller, obviously you had to think pretty big from a very, very young age. You know, he mentored you when you were what? He was 51 and you were 21, something like that. Crazy. Yeah, that's exciting, Mark. And you've taken on a responsibility for the planet, and you found a life partner who feels the same way. That's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Well, when I was getting out of a bad marriage, I wrote down 267 things I needed in my ideal woman, and one of which is, it's on what you're saying, we had to have exactly the same values. In other words, I asked that she be beautiful, that she takes good care of herself, she owned her own business, but we had to have the same spiritual values and the same desire to travel. And really, you know, the bottom line, what Bucky Fuller taught me, Dr. Fuller, was make the world work. Because right now, Bucky would say we're in emergency, which causes emergence. So the world's coming out of sequestration, and if they'll read our book, Ask, it'll wake them up to their inner resources, their inner soul, their inner ability, that the God in them that can go do these amazing things to right all the wrongs, to use, you know, King Arthur's round table story of Camelot. And, you know, we can make the wrongs right for the first time by right rather than might, is what King Arthur would have said.
Well, it's beautiful stuff. And the reason I wove that in, because the underlying message in this book is as big as the entire message of the book. And it's just, it's not about just learning to ask. It's learning to think globally and act globally and treat people with love and get what you want. Everything about it's there.
It is. And, you know, I think there's, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit about this, because I think there's this, you know, there's this sense that there's a good force in the universe that wants good for everyone and wants good for you. And awakening yourself to that reality is an important piece of this, that it's there. And we don't live, a lot of us don't live our lives that way, I don't think. Do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we rely on that, actually. I mean, one of my favorite questions is, you know, God, will you show me how to be the best expression for which you made me? Because I don't know what that is exactly all the time. And I know that if I continue to ask that question, that all of those answers are always revealed to me. And, you know, it's what we call having a more intimate relationship with God and the divine. You know, when you seek out that intimacy with God, you start to get answers almost everywhere you look. It's all around you. You know, suddenly you'll start asking for something, you know, with a trusting heart, and the perfect you have a problem that needs to be solved, and the perfect person calls you and gives you the exact solution you needed. And it's just amazing, and it's miraculous. And so I think we need to all understand that and be a little bit more trusting and believe. We have this section in the book called Prepare to Be a Good Oscar. And the first principle of preparation is to believe. You need to believe that your answers are out there waiting for you somewhere. And you also need to believe that you deserve those answers. And if we could all approach life that way, how much different would it be, right?
That's exactly right. And we, you know, I asked Mark his shirt size last week because I wanted to send him a Love Like Crazy, Then Love More t-shirt that's just beautiful. And now I want to send you one too. In fact, I might even send you two of them because you, young lady, have been a breath of fresh air. And thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the show. It really made our day.
I thought you were going to give me the shirt off your back, Tom. That's what you promised. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, Tom and I have been doing shows together for years, and we've done them with everybody, with each other and with Art Linkletter and other celebrities, and it has been a joy to my heart every time to be on Tom's show and now to meet his son, who's way smarter than he is, just like Crystal. Way smarter than I am, better than ever. And I see Tom smiling and chortling. For those of you only able to listen in radios, I just want you to know we have fun together, and the purpose of life, which Tom and I agreed to a long time ago, is absolute joy.
Amen. If you don't have that, don't do it. Love everybody. See you all next time. Greg Reed's our guest next week. You're going to love him. We'll be back. Hey, this is Tom Chenault from the show, and I really want to talk to you about what's going on with contactmapping.com/radio. You really want to get this app. We're going to give it to you for 30 days just to kick the tires, because we are convinced that after 30 days, you are going to be so in love with this that you're going to want to pay $10 a month, probably for the rest of your life. Everybody's trying to steal your data out there, and it is time for you to be in control of your own database and, for want of a better term, Rolodex. So how do you do that? You get the trial. You start figuring out things about people. You document those things about people. The app does that for you. You can Google your own brain, and then we're going to have you better at follow-up than you've ever been in your life, no matter how good you are. I can prove it. I would love to talk to you. I would love to show this to you. So go to contactmapping.com/radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.